You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll do.
Welcome to the Cooligans podcast, everybody.
Our normal intro, right?
Our normal intro. Look, right now we are currently in Los Angeles for the MLS All-Star Week.
Yep, we're different now, dude. We wear flip-flops everywhere.
Okay, I have a green juice.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm bathing in it.
All that wheat charcoal, the tea, whatever y'all drinking out there.
Yep, we just take it out of the barbecue and just drink the charcoal fumes.
That's what you do, right? Why does my stomach hurt? Oh, man, we are, as you can tell from our voices, we have been celebrating soccer in America.
Yeah, this is the place to do it. We're in Los Angeles, MLS All-Star. If anybody is new here, if you're new in town, we are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that has ever lived.
Mm-hmm. Also happens to be the gulliest, and today is no different.
Okay, nothing's changed.
Yeah. Everything stays the same.
Okay.
It's just 3 hours earlier. This has been absolutely incredible. We've been at All-Star. We've managed to see some people. These two folks we were so happy to run into.
Yes.
And immediately said, oh, we need to record a podcast.
Exactly. We said, hey, stop what you're doing. Yeah. I don't care what, occupation you currently have.
Oh, wow. You have a job to do and I'm getting in the way of it.
A job in this economy? No, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Why don't you shush with the flex, my G.
No, so a couple things before we get to our interview. Obviously, we have Bobby Boswell and Aleko Eskandarian that will be joining us. We interviewed both of them together. They both played at DC United. And it was, we need to do this more often to get two players, especially who play together on the same show.
They have that energy of like, hey, what about that time? And the other person's like, oh my God, which one is he going to say? You know, that when you get two players together, it always has those little background stories.
Yeah, so seriously, listen to this whole thing. It's because it's great. So that's not the end of it as well, because for MLS All-Star, we've interviewed a bunch of other players.
Huge names.
Coaches, okay? Mm. So look forward to Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Fubo Sports Network. It is our MLS All-Star special. Recording it from in an apartment in Los Angeles, going to the LAFC training ground to interview the All-Stars. We interviewed Christian Roldan, James Sands, Nani.
Wow. In the same room. outside, but you know what I mean. In the same shot.
Yeah. And also head coach of LAFC and the MLS All-Star coach, Bob Bradley.
You did not mishear that. We interviewed Bob Bradley.
Okay.
One of our dream guests.
Yeah, exactly. We've been trying for years. We've just gotten no as a response.
We've been Bob Bradley.
this time he couldn't escape our grasp.
That's right. We were the intense ones.
So Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Check that out on Fubo Sports Network. Watch on the Fubo TV app or go to FuboSportsNetwork.com and watch and subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel to watch those interviews that will be posted probably by Friday or Saturday,
but soon.
But watch it live Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You don't want to miss that one. So with that said, the other thing I wanted to mention was Our no cap recap.
Oh, that's right.
So for Gully Squad, if you want to join Gully Squad, go to soccercooligans.com or go to shoutstous.com. Gully Squad is essentially like our Patreon for our most diehard supporters.
The families.
Yeah, yeah. And you get access to a dope Slack channel. You get access to exclusive content. And every time we're on the road, we do a no cap recap. So the way we're talking very politely on this podcast,
right?
It's a little different.
You know how when you go home and you're outside the public, you sound a little bit different than you did at dinner with that other couple. You know what I mean? You're like, yo, I thought that shit was bullshit. You know that is? That's exactly what No Cap Recap is.
Exactly. So if you want access to that, make sure to join Gully Squad today. Okay, let's get to our interview. Even before you listen to this, I know you will love it. If you are a fan of American soccer, take a listen to Bobby Boswell and Aleko Eskandarian.
What an honor it is here at MLS All-Star 2021.
Yes, for these gentlemen to be with us.
We saw them on the hallway. They had nothing to do here. And we're like, what's up? And they're like, yo, please let us record a show episode with you. And we're like, fine, we'll set up real quick just because we like you both. But this is an honor. We haven't been in the same room with both of these gentlemen in a while.
Yeah.
Legends of the game.
Okay.
Right? They played back in the day. Right?
Teammates. Right? Friends.
You had to drive yourself to the MLS All-Star game.
A lot's changed.
A little different. But I mean, what more can I say besides absolute legends? Honor to be speaking to them. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boswell and Aleko Eskandarian, everybody.
What's good, gentlemen?
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Also, we didn't mention this. There's also an appearance by Aleko's chest hair because he's wearing a V-neck, huh? Jersey.
It's the capital.
He's like, am I going to LA? I need to show him what Jersey's about.
Okay. We'll talk to Aleko's chest here in a moment, but
oh, it's got stories. You think the way he remembered it was cool? Wait till you see what my point of view was this whole time.
All right. We'll get to one question, I promise.
The best intro ever.
This is every time with you. We just roast Aleko for 10 minutes, and then we get to ask one question before we have to go.
Absolutely.
I'm loving this.
I absolutely love you guys because, look, initially, Bobby, you DM'd us, right? You slid in the DMs. You were like, yo, I'm in L.A. What are you guys doing?
Right.
And then we were like, yo, let's link up. And then you were like, I bumped into Aleko. He's going to do this with us. And I'm like, all right. I'm sure Aleko doesn't know anything about this.
Right. He has not agreed to do any of this. Yeah. And yet here we are.
But this is exciting because you guys not only play together and just DC United is you guys are staples of DC United and RFK. So it's an honor to speak to both of you. There's so much to catch up on. Let's start with MLS All-Star, first of all. You guys are here. You guys are not playing, right? But this time around, what is this sort of experience like? I know this is COVID times, and which sounds like it feels like in a history book it's going to be written that way. But the fact that All-Star is happening now under these circumstances, you guys are here seeing the young talent that is around and being involved in Major League Soccer and helping grow the league and helping coach these players through everything that's going on. What is this experience like for you right now, MLS All-Star 2021?
There was a question in there.
I got here this morning.
Okay.
And you know, being the guy that I am, I got lost in the hotel. I had my Adidas bag. I think they weren't sure if I was a player or not, so they sent me to the player COVID testing room.
Right.
And
that's a compliment.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not one of those people. And
they sent me to the kitchen and told me I was late. I was going to get fired. We had a different experience.
We did. But no, it was... It's good to be here. It's a whole different game with playing the Liga MX guys. We've been a part of All-Star games. Actually, we were on a team together that beat Chelsea. Mm-hmm. But this is a different beast in that I think the expectations are a lot different. And I'm just here as more of a fan. I was in the lobby with Nani, and he had like security with him, and they just mean mugged me like, "Don't you dare come over here and try to talk to him." And I was just like, I'm just used to seeing him with his shirt off, and that was just weird. But no, I'm excited to be here. It's good to see you guys, and always good to run into an MLS legend,
yeah,
Aleko,
dude.
And his this is his environment, Manhattan Beach. You know, he's a little further than he needs to be from the beach, but this is. This is why he's got the, you know, usually he has a capital V. It's kind of a lower V.
Right, right. Because he knew this was a corporate.
But they can't see, his legs. His thighs are out. Like, this is his element.
You know how short inseams are in now? Aleko's been on that for a hot minute. Aleko's contract is like, I need to be close to people without shirts on working out at least 3 miles everywhere I am. For you, I remember.
I'm just not going to speak to that guy. I'm just talking about.
We're going to roast and then jump into a question about how great you are. But when you were playing, you were like the young starlet, right? Like what we would call now a star boy, right? You were that when you started in the league. Very different era. Now you're seeing a lot of these kids are coming up. You know, these one game for Brian Reynolds, he's getting sold. It's right. A different league. Just talk about what the experience is as a player now that you're seeing, because with your role at the league versus when you were as a player, kind of in a similar role.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. Completely different landscape. I think it just speaks to the respect that the league has gotten over decades worth of work. And now you see that the transition of players that are moving to Europe is pretty seamless. And actually, some guys are thriving, right? They're doing even better. Alphonso Davies, we all knew he was fantastic, but you watch him with Bayern Munich and you're like, man.
I feel like Bayern knew at a higher level. I feel like Bayern knew different than we did.
yes and no, because at the end of the day, you have to kind of go through those bumps to prepare yourself for that type of journey. So, you're seeing a lot of these guys that are coming in. They have big aspirations, which is what we want. And, all it takes is a good week, a good month, and you're going to have clubs calling. Yeah,
I want to talk a little bit about your guys' history, especially at DC United, being young players. Because we've spoken about this, Aleko, a little bit, about how you two, Bobby in particular, you were one of the first vloggers, like guys that really wanted to make.
We heard you were in 17 Magazine.
Yeah, we just heard about this.
You tell me.
I know. I can tell you all right, but it was not Aleko.
I don't have a subscription to 17 Magazine, bro.
not anymore. Stop acting like you didn't date someone on the cover of 17 Magazine. Aleko. Yeah.
That's true. For you.
Yeah.
No.
What did Justin Bieber order? But yeah, you were in 17 Magazine.
No, it was Cosmo. Yeah. And the best part about the best part about those things, just to give you like, there's no rougher place in the world than a locker room. So doing that kind of stuff at the time was brutal. Like,
did you come in and everyone had it up on the wall?
No, they weren't going to waste their money on it, but they would, make fun of me either way. But give you a great story. Like today, running to Nick Raimondo, and I had a gator on, like, because of the mask. And Nick hasn't seen me in 2 years, and he looks at it and he's like, what are you, going on a fishing convention? And then he just turned and walked out of the hotel and left. And I was just, and Eddie Pope was like, what'd you do to him? And I was like, I don't know. But that's just how it goes. I mean, it's just a locker room environment all the time. We catch right up. It's like we never lost a step. And back then we kind of paved the way. He paved the way by scoring great goals and trying ridiculous shots that should have never been tried. And succeeding at it, and I was more of like, I wanted to have a personality off the field,
right?
And now that's considered I think coaches then did not like it, but now
it was our responsibility though. Back then, like, we didn't have a huge following, so when we'd go out, it's like, oh, DC has a soccer team, you guys play for them, come out to a game. I think Bobby and I were responsible for like selling half the stadium out back then.
Yeah, Aleko would get more likely to get bought a drink because he would tell people he was a professional rock, paper, scissor player. And
true story.
And then they would always challenge him, and he would always win, and they would always buy him drinks.
That's one of those things where I'm like, how are you good at that?
He's good at it. He's the best. Well, he's the best you've ever seen.
on three. We'll
okay,
one.
Okay.
On three. So we go one, two, and
it's no. It's one, two, three, shoot.
You want to do one, two, three, shoot?
No, you do it.
That's the rules.
You do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know that's how you want
to. Right. You do it. I can't do it. I'm not.
Why am I getting yelled at? I'm not. All right, so we'll show on shoot. So you ready?
You don't know the rules.
I'm ready.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah. So on shoot, right?
One, two, three, shoot.
Okay. Yeah.
You sure?
Ready? Uh-huh.
You sure?
He's going to punch me in the face. Wins every time. He slapped it. Apparently slap beats rock.
Okay. You good?
All right. Yeah. All right, you ready? One, two, three, shoot.
Whoa. That's 2 out of 3. It's yeah. 2 out of 3. Come okay. on,
oh, I don't know. We're gonna do the whole yeah. thing.
Oh, we're playing with those rules. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because you thought it just was. Notice the first one was a fist. I'm just gonna say.
I need a bar though. This isn't the same. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah. This is vodka.
Here we go. Ready? Ready?
1, 2, 3. Shoot.
You okay? We're even.
1, 2, 3. Shoot.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3. Shoot.
Oh, he still won. He knew what I was going to do.
Still undefeated.
Yeah.
Still undefeated.
Works okay. every time.
He owe you a shot, I guess.
He beat you in rock, paper, scissors. He nutmegged me. So
we've both been embarrassed.
We've both been embarrassed. Yeah, by yeah.
At good. Least I got to be sitting the whole time. when you look at what has happened, so how long ago was, I know, I'm, yeah, we don't do transitions. We don't do segments.
I love it.
How long has it been since you guys played now? How long has it been?
For me, I stopped after the 09 season. I had a okay. injury, so yeah, I just
the one.
Go in. Yeah. Well, for me, it was not my decision. Yeah. Doctors were like, "You're not cleared to play anymore." And I'm like, "All right, I guess I got to find the next thing."
But, and you were like, "All right, on three, one."
That's actually the only game he lost.
Yeah. That's the only time.
Like, are you sure I'm not clear? Yeah. Come on.
Well, doctor went paper, I went scissors. So it looks like your medical advice doesn't hold weight here, doc. Boom, you fall out of the stretcher.
That was how they were doing it.
Seriously, yeah, those were the physios. You got a concussion? No, get back in there. By yourself.
I think it's been three years.
So when you look back at what's changed, obviously a little bit shorter for you, but when you look back, it's changed a lot. Has changed in those three slash just a little over 10 years. Where do you think it's going to be? Let's say like another 5-10 years. Where do you think this league can go? Because there are limitations, right? We don't have like the European Champions League. There are some of those things, but it seems like the sport's growing at such a fast pace. What do you think can actually happen?
Well, for me, the biggest difference from when I play, even you look at the guys that came in after, the first touch of all the players has gotten better. Meaning, like, there were players when I played, if I was on the wrong side of them, a lot of times they'd take a bad touch, you know, and recover. The guys now don't take bad touches and they punish you. So it's making the defenders have to be better. I can only speak on the defense, and I think they've had to be better because it's more of an attacking-minded game. You know, you got these high presses. Everyone wants to see a lot of goals. That's the new MO for hiring coaches and front offices. So I think, as you know, the American player, there aren't as many as there were when we played because you had bigger rosters. But I definitely think the guys that are in it are better players than, you know, maybe not as stacked as like a roster that we were on in DC or some of those old Houston teams, San Jose, the old DC United teams. Mm-hmm. But I do think overall the players are much better from a first touch standpoint, and that they can go to any league in the world now and compete, because that's really how the game's determined everywhere else is how's your first touch and the speed of play. You know, you set yourself up to succeed.
Yeah, I sat down and watched the Galaxy Rebels game, that 5-4, Beckham's first game there. And that was the first thing I noticed. Like, I used to go to games. I used to go to MetroStars games. But then you watch the first touch, and you don't want to judge. Like, I don't want to watch your guys' those old games and be like, look at these guys, these clowns. Yeah. What are they doing? I'm like, I couldn't do any better.
They wouldn't be on my FIFA all day. Yeah.
But when you see it now to the games, compared now, it's just like, wow, there's still so fewer mistakes nowadays.
Yeah, I agree with Bobby. The players today are definitely better than he was. But yeah, altogether,
not a great metric.
It's interesting though. I mean, you look back at when we played; it was 12 teams, 14 teams. To be at 27, going up to 30 teams now, and to still sustain that level just tells you the depth all around the country and how the level keeps rising. And I think, you know, we do have, Bobby, some American players. You look at homegrown players, young American players, there's a lot that are out there that are getting minutes, that are getting quality time, that are on the radar of the national team. And I think you also have to give credit to all the international guys that came over here, because a lot of those guys took a risk coming to play in MLS, right, at whatever stage in their career that it was. But those guys' lasting legacy is inspiring some of these local domestic kids that are now, you know, seeing their dreams come true.
Yeah, and when it comes to the All-Star game, especially Liga MX and MLS, like this, especially in the last, like we interviewed Dan Hunt of FC Dallas, and this was about 4 years ago, and he mentioned, like, you know, maybe the merger of both leagues or whatever, and everybody
was
like,
excited about it.
Yeah, and people were like, no, or
so the league is saying it's not going to happen. Relax, and he's like, no, it's going to happen. It's going to be awesome. We're like, all right, he's like, by now. We're like, whoa.
it seems like more and more, you know, an MLS team hasn't won, you know, this version of CONCACAF Champions League, but there's still this, like, this idea that there's more respect is coming from MLS, especially, you know, we're on soccer Twitter and Liga MX English Twitter, and there's more banter coming from the Americans towards Mexico.
Yeah, a newfound confidence.
It's something a little bit different. So it seems like before it seemed like the leagues were going to compete, but now it's really feeling like the sport is not going to grow if we're not doing it together.
I don't know, man.
I'm deferring to you on this. Yeah. Can you answer this professionally?
Yeah. I think there's a healthy rivalry always, man. And I think both countries, whether it be the leagues or the federations, are pushing each other to greater success. So I think we, for sure, from MLS, are inspired by some of the stuff Liga MX has been able to do. Obviously, on the field, they've gotten the better of some of our clubs in those competitions. But you look at this year alone with Nations League, Gold Cup, our boys are up for the challenge as well. So I think this All-Star game in particular is going to be very interesting because there's a little bit more on the line since we got the last two wins.
All right.
Every bullet point on that spreadsheet. Yeah. This guy is good at his job. I like it.
I had another question because, especially for Aleko.
Keep throwing Aleko under the bus. I like this. He's good at this.
You were.
Let's see if we can get him fired.
Grant Wall. This was great. And but Grant Wall did the podcast about Freddie Adu. Yeah. And you were on it and you were talking a lot about your time there and just DC United when Freddie Adu was there. We never got a chance to really ever talk about this with you guys, but I don't even know exactly what question to ask because I feel like so much was covered on that podcast. But the experience of the circus. of Freddie Adu, what was that like for you guys?
What was I got a question instead of that? What exactly was going through your heads as this kid is coming in? Because there was a lot of rumors about it happening, so you knew before he walked out of a training field.
I'll let him. He was there when Freddie came in. I was there a year after Freddie came in. But I roomed with Freddie, and I'll never forget. We roomed together in Kansas City. He started the game.
Made you sleep on the floor?
We shared a bed.
Read 17 magazine to him.
He was dating JoJo. We didn't have a great game. We tied the game, and Freddie didn't have the best game. And after the game, I remember he had, you know, when you're that big of a superstar, you just have so many people in your ear. Mm-hmm. And I got to see it was like a 1 o'clock game, which we should never have done at that time. Yeah. But, you know, like 4 o'clock, he gets his first call about, oh, what'd you think? And he's like, I didn't play very well. And, you know, it's this person's like, oh, no, you were great. You had that one step over move. And then it was like, you know, Clyde Sims shouldn't be in there. You should be in there. And then the next call, it's like, hey, how'd you do? He's like, oh, I didn't do so hot. You know, it's like, no, you were great. You were great. By like the seventh and eighth call, it was like, how'd you do? And it was like, well, I did a pretty good step over. Did you see that? And they're like, oh, that was a heck of a play, you know? And it's just like, you're 15 years old.
Right.
And
right.
You've got people telling you how great you are, even if you weren't great. And he was realistic. And he had some people around him that were good about it. But it's tough, man. It's tough to be in that position where they're saying, hey, oh, you should be in there instead of Brian Carroll. You should be in there instead of Clyde Sims. Or you should be in there instead of Ben Olsen. And it's like, those are pretty good players in that position. And,
right.
You know, they're not saying you should be in there instead of Christian Gomez because you know that that's not going to happen in that that phase. But Freddie had so much pressure on him, but he also had – you got to realize these kids have so much stuff in their ear. And nowadays with social media, it's 10 times worse.
Right.
I thought he handled it pretty well considering what he'd go through after every single game.
After listening to the podcast, that was like one of the things you would expect an egotistical person, given the career he had and the kind of attention. But there's almost nothing but humility coming from at least being realistic about like maybe where he was in his career, or really just trying to prove that maybe even to himself that he could like still go on and still have something left. But especially hearing from you on it, you're like, I think as a kid, I'm like wrapped up in the Freddie Adu, like, you know, shine and this him being a star, that you don't really think about the rest of the team and how it was perceived. So it was like great to hear that, especially from you on the show.
He subbed on for you, right? Or
his first game. Yeah.
You were the guy.
No, it was man, I love Freddie. It's always like an interesting story to kind of rehash, remember, because there's so many different elements to it. Obviously, a lot of positives. He made us a better team. Like, I loved playing with him, first and foremost, because he was creative. He was always good at those little combinations, being the guy. And for me as a striker, I loved playing with a guy like that that was going to create lanes and kind of just play a fun, creative style. With that said, the off-the-field stuff was crazy.
Yeah.
And he didn't help himself. Like, and he knows this. We joke around about it all the time. But there are definitely things he could have done differently, like making fun of Jaime Moreno as a 14-year-old. It's just like little things that you're like, no, man, that's not the way. Like, it's not going to work. It's not going to end well for you as a rookie, especially a young kid. But
Jaime's like, I'll fight a kid.
Yeah. In Bolivia, there's no, like, he's like,
you old enough to talk.
He's like, minor, yeah. Like, Jaime, he's a minor. He's like, mine? Like,
yeah. I don't see no coal mines. I'm like, no, different mine. Different mine, dude.
But it was fun.
I'm not laughing at that.
But it was good, man. But Freddie was a large personality. Like Bobby said, he had a lot of people around him. I don't think all those people helped, you know, all the time.
They definitely didn't. But they thought they were.
What about as the American player develops to the point where we're going to have more Christian Pulisic, we're going to have more Weston McKennie's, we're going to have more Brian Reynolds, we're going to have more of those guys in this league that are going to come into MLS knowing if you shine here, you're one step away from a big contract in Europe. How do you think the type of player we're developing here is going to change when they become more of a commodity?
Well, I don't think they're going to – Freddie got compared to Pele.
Right.
I mean, that was – like the first thing, right?
Right.
So you say he was humble, but it's like if his metric was I have to be better than Pele,
yeah,
right. And it's like doesn't matter what you do, it's, you know, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So I think the guys now, there's still a lot of pressure on them, but it's a little bit different. They're a little bit older. They have more people in their corner. Guys, you know, with what his role, right? He's helping these guys. There's a whole group of people helping guys. Be a little bit more realistic and
but we need cocky American players.
You know, like, the hoppy kid.
The hoppy kid. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got some swagger, right? He's got a little bit of Clint Dempsey feel to him.
Right.
You'll have those guys. It's just they have to be comfortable and
but I want someone who's like, I'm not eating this sushi until there's a diamond next to it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I want someone who's just like, what are you talking about? There's no sushi with diamonds. You know what I mean? I want someone with just an attitude of like, oh, I'm only getting picked up in Audis that are fully electric and nothing else. You know what I mean? When are we going to get to that point?
You heard us just talk about Freddie Adu, right?
I want a sea of those players. I want a starting 11 that are arguing over whose Gucci glasses these are. You know? Like, I just want that 24/7. How do we get to that point?
It'll get there.
You need to be an agent. you can push them that way.
Dude, I'd be the one on the phone be like, you're great. The rest of you suck. Only one ball. There's only one star. There's only one big contract. Go get it.
You sound like you practice.
I'm like, you know who passing is for? Passing is for someone who doesn't want the spotlight.
You know your roommate, Bobby Boswell, don't trust him.
Yeah. You should make him sleep on the floor. Yo, pretend you get 9 phone calls.
That's a mind one. I can see that.
Hang up and call me back.
I'm going to call you a half an hour. I'm going to put on the voice of a woman so he doesn't know, just to psych him out.
So given, like, Bobby, last question. You guys.
You guys regret doing this show.
No, I think you have a real future in this. I think Wasserman's watching this right now going,
you should have done that.
Talent's being wasted.
You are doing the MLSPA podcast and obviously speaking to so many more players on a much more personal level than we're not really used to hearing it from, like, you know, it's like two players talking shop, but from a business sort of perspective, and then sort of connecting it with kind of the Freddie Adu saga. Like, after the podcast, I sort of felt like, man, it really felt like everybody had some sort of responsibility in how the situation was handled, right? From marketing people, from teammates, from everybody had like some sort of perspective. So as far as how players are handled nowadays and sort of perceived, like, how do we not have a situation like that again, essentially, and sort of maintain
the opposite of my question. How do we get more of it?
Well, integrity and
I don't know that, you know, you say it won't happen again. I don't think Freddie was a failure.
Okay.
You know, and I don't think how he acted in, you know, you can always portray it one way and portray it another. You know, there's always there's two sides to every story, right? There's the guy that got his, you know, Freddie signed that last autograph, and they're like, he stayed and signed it, and the guy next to him's like, he wouldn't even sign my autograph,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So through, you know, we're all a little more used to social media and being in the spotlight. Every action that you perform at that level, at that height of celebrity, will be under the microscope. Guys know that, and they're being more professional because they have to.
Right.
But I don't think Freddie, in a way, it's like,
well, I mean,
it's like Allen Iverson. Like he paved the way for these young guys to go out and have some success.
Right.
But I think that we're not as quick to make to make decisions saying this is the next Maradona, this is the next Messi. It's more like, you know, you need to go out and qualify for the World Cup,
right,
and then you can go and talk about, you know, what car's picking you up.
Right.
And I think they know that and they feel that pressure, and that pressure is healthy. And just like this game, you know, that's coming up on Wednesday, there's pressure on both sides. Like they don't, Liga MX doesn't want to lose because they have this, we're superior to you.
Yeah.
But our group is saying, we're a pretty talented group. We were brought in here to essentially win CONCACAF and help our MLS teams do better. What better way to go out and then beat the all-stars of the other group? So the pressure is getting there, and with the pressure will come, you know, the money and egos and all that fun stuff that you
want. Can't wait.
So one thing I'll add to that, too, is when we talk about the growth of the league, growth of the American player and all that stuff, we have to also point to the growth of, like, just soccer knowledge in this country. Because even the media back then, to Bobby's point, they're placing these expectations on a kid without really even knowing the game or knowing what it means, right?
And some of those journalists are in this room.
Yeah, they are.
We're in the digital room, the digital media room. Yeah, they're like, you're the next Pele. Who's Pele? Is he good? Is he Jordan?
That's the thing, though. Is to a lot of journalists, Freddie was just a headline, right? Yeah. They knew that whether he played well or not, let me just write something that's going to be catchy and it's going to, but it has an effect.
Man. It's almost like how now, if you just want clicks, you just write about a Kardashian to bring it back to you. He did it, a Kardashian.
I got it.
Did you guys get it?
Yeah, time's up. All right.
You guys are going to go. Which one? Take a pick. But yeah, I think it's similar to that. Like they didn't know what they were doing. They were just clickbait. And I think to Christian's point, it's not about looking at him as a failure. It's looking at all the things that aided his, like, not being as successful as he could have been, or allowing him to be, you know, to develop at the rate that he could, that whole negative circus around him.
Yeah.
How do we avoid that? Well, I'm saying throw it on.
Let's do it again. Right? Let's get a sequel.
let's turn a bunch of coal into diamonds, my G. Pressure.
Oh, my goodness.
The thing that people don't talk about, though, is that happens in Europe all the time, America all the time. So Freddie's not an anomaly in that there are plenty of talented, super talented players that start in U-17 World Cups, U-20 World Cups from all over the world that, for whatever reason, don't make it. So he's our first example of that. But to Bobby's point, farthest thing from a failure. I mean, the kid played over 100 games before he was 18 years old, scored goals, made all-star teams. So
bought his mom a house. Career. At the end of the day, like anyone as a human being, you rate that as a positive. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I'm not buying my mom a house, even if I had the money. I mean,
I'm joking. Well,
only kidding, Mom.
Well, yeah, look, he has a lot of it.
Maybe Freddie could buy my mom a house.
Every time this show always ends with like Alexis's parent issues or whatever, it all comes back to that.
We're comedians. There's only one way you build a comic.
Bobby Boswell, Aleko Eskandarian. We're at MLS All-Star 2021. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. It's an absolute honor, and we got to get you back on again.
Thanks for having us, man.
All right. A lot of-